It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm PJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined in studio by Tuolumne County's District Attorney, Laura Krieg. This past November, she was elected to her second term as DA. District Attorney Krieg, congratulations and thank you for coming back in on Motherlode Views.
Thank you, BJ. Thank you for having me.
First off, I'd like to just kind of jump right into and ask you about crime trends in Tuolumne County and statewide as well. You know, what are you noticing?
Well, right now, California is leading the nation in reducing, the focus is on reducing our prison population. And that certainly has an impact on crime trends. And the LA Times found that even though our crime rates are near historic lows, overall crime in the area of 2012 and 2015 spiked. And that correlates directly with the passage of some of the criminal justice reform measures here in California, AB 109 and Prop 47. So we are seeing in California a 12% increase between 2014 and 2017 in violent crimes, where other states were only showing a 3% increase. Here locally, that matches what we are seeing as well, in that we are seeing our violent crimes as being up, specifically burglaries. And I think the sheriff spoke in January that they had finalized some of their statistics from 2018, which showed a 35% increase in burglaries. Also, violent crimes that are showing a statewide increase and that we're also seeing here locally on the rise are sexual assault crimes. So those are some very concerning statistics for district attorneys, certainly. Another area that we have consistently seen an increase in crime is in the area of elder abuse. Now, as many people know, our office secured a grant in the area of elder abuse, which we have used to do a whole lot of community collaboration and outreach. Our hope was to really educate individuals on elder abuse, the sort of the signs of elder abuse and what to do. And so we're not sure if maybe we're seeing an increase here locally in elder abuse cases because of that outreach program, in that we're having more people recognize it and report it for what it is. But elder abuse is on the rise, and so that's certainly something that we are closely watching and aggressively prosecuting.
On the topic of elder abuse, is that something you can kind of elaborate? You know, what type of crimes or what actually is happening to some of the elders in the community?
Sure. We see, you know, your common elder abuse crimes we see are the financial elder abuse crimes. Those are certainly the most common. Those we have seen an increase in, and not only in the numbers, but it seems that just recently we've had large amounts of theft from elders as far as large monetary amounts. So we're seeing, you know, thousands of dollars being taken from elders by often, unfortunately, family members and sometimes caretakers, and then sometimes just complete strangers through scams, et cetera. So financial elder abuse is certainly the most common we're seeing. There's also the physical elder abuse cases that we have and that we see. I would say those are less common than your financial cases, but the physical and mental abuse of elders is certainly something that's also present in the community.
Those Prop 47, AB 109, you mentioned you're very concerned about those and kind of relating to more crime when it comes to burglary and violent crimes. For people who aren't familiar with Prop 47, AB 109, you know, how is that resulting in more crimes in the community?
Well, in 2012, AB 109 went into effect, and it essentially took approximately 500 crimes out of the penal code that used to have offenders spend their sentence in state prison, and it turned those sentences into jail time here locally. So offenders that we used to send away to state prison for crime, we can no longer send them to state prison. They stay here locally. And so that impacts our local jail, which currently houses approximately 150 offenders and which is full all of the time. And so with a full jail, with a tiny jail such as ours, that results in the early release of offenders. And sometimes we see offenders go in that spend a half or a third of their overall sentence and they get kicked out because the jail's overcrowded. That kind of event does nothing to deter future criminality in that many offenders realize that that's sort of the situation we're in here in Tuolumne County and that there really is no penalty, that they can get an early release and not really spend a significant time in jail. So I think that impacts some of your crimes, certainly in the areas of larceny and our theft crimes, that we can no longer send individuals to prison. Now, first degree burglary, burglary of residences, we can still send those cases to state prison when appropriate. However, your general petty theft crimes, your crimes against businesses, your crimes where people are breaking into your, you know, locked sheds on your property if they're not attached to your home, those kinds of cases can have, you know, tremendous impacts on the victims. However, we cannot generally send those individuals to prison unless they have, say, a prior strike or something that allows us to do so. So we're seeing that with AB 109. As you know, Prop 47 reduced many crimes to misdemeanors. Most of those were theft in the area of theft and drug-related crimes. Unfortunately, a lot of the drug treatment programs that we had in place were connected to felony convictions, where if an offender was in possession of narcotics and they did a drug treatment program, their felony conviction was dismissed. Now, most of your drug possession crimes are misdemeanors, and individuals are not serving any kind of substantial jail time for that. There's not a lot of funding for treatment programs through the state. And so I think we're seeing an increase in people who are using narcotics, who are abusing narcotics. And quite interestingly, other DAs across the state, we've sort of looked at this issue and wondered about the ties that this likely has to sort of this, what we would call an explosion in the homeless populations that we're seeing, not just in our county, but in several counties across California. So this is concerning because I think a lot of people who may have true mental health issues are medicating with narcotics. They are not getting the treatment they need. And it's sort of this vicious cycle where now we're seeing these increases in the homeless population. So I think a lot of these initiatives and different measures that we've seen pass in California have had unintended consequences, have had true consequences, and are concerning for the future and safety of Californians.
Yeah, it's an interesting study how different decisions can have such different trickle-down effects.
Yes.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking with the District Attorney for Tuolumne County, Laura Krieg, on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be back with our second segment in just a minute.